It is the 2023 candidates taking their analytical look at what's going on in 2022. Our next panelist has got a front row seat for some of the local elections, as well as he is chairman of the Louisa County Board of Supervisors, Dwayne Adams, also running for Virginia Senate in 2023. Dwayne, thank you for lending your insight to our expert panel here on this. How has been Election Day been for you so far?
Well, Jeff, it's been phenomenal. In Louisa County, we had a conservative Republican-endorsed candidate win a seat on the board of the school board. Bob Good, who has won re-election in the 5th, just carried Louisa by overwhelming numbers. We had a huge turnout. We had presidential-level turnouts in Louisa County today. And I think it just speaks to the fact that you know, people are going to the grocery store, they're going to the gas station, and they want change. I mean, it's hurting their pocketbook. They're tired of this economy that the president and Nancy Pelosi have forced on us and pumping billions of dollars into the economy. People have spoken loud and clear, and I think they're speaking loud and clear across Virginia. It looks good in Virginia 2. It's really close in Virginia 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably looks good there for us. And I think we're seeing a big red wave across Virginia and across the country.
Well, we'll talk about the local, and I made the case earlier that, you know, I'm not a curmudgeon and, you know, yelling, get off my lawn. But when you look at how hard it is to get attention for some of the local elections, you mentioned, the conservative going on to the school board in Louisa. We were just talking about that with Steve Harvey and perhaps some of the enthusiasm in this translating to more of the local races. I almost think we're proving the point that maybe the local races should be in spring and let the federal races be in November, so that the attention isn't taken away from good school board candidates or board of supervisor candidates. You know, and I know that's not necessarily a red meat kind of issue. It seems like it's esoteric, but I think the more we move all these elections onto the first Tuesday in November, the less attention gets to them. What do you think about that, Dwayne?
Well, I think that's true. I think sometimes that the local races get lost in the noise. But one of the things that we saw firsthand here in Virginia is the importance of local races, especially local school boards. I think you can trace Governor Youngkin's victory right back to what was exposed in Loudoun County, which people didn't realize was happening at a local level. And with the COVID lockdowns and that sort of thing, we saw that if we're not paying attention at the local level, there's some really bad things happening. And, you know, the government that governs closest to the people should be the most responsive, the most conservative, the most attuned to the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that we put the focus on it. And whether they move or not, I think as leaders in our community, and I certainly think as conservatives, we need to point out how important it is that the local races are paid attention to, that we vet the candidates that are running, that we hold them accountable, whether that's at the town council or city council or the school board or the board of supervisors, because they impact our citizens and our lives and our children's education far quicker and faster than anything that happens in Richmond or Washington.
Chairman of the Louisa County School Board, Senate candidate in 2023, part of our 22 by 23 coverage tonight. Dwayne Adams is on with us. You know, I was thinking about that and I'm looking at the second congressional district. And Jen Kiggins with a pretty good lead still over Elaine Luria in a race that I think almost was predictable when you looked at Governor Youngkin and Winsome Sears, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, and Attorney General Jason Miaris, and the strength they had in the Hampton Roads area. Is that showing again that, you know, where there is the blue collar neighborhoods, Republicans can go in there and win and resonate with those folks?
I think absolutely. And again, I think we need to focus on the important issues. The important issues aren't CRT and transgender policies, and the important issues are pocketbook policies. The important issues are making sure that people have good paying jobs, that they have the ability to go to the grocery store. Somebody was doing some math with me today and said that based on the prices that we're seeing today, that a Thanksgiving turkey is going to cost over $100. I mean, wow. We need to address those issues. We need to talk about those issues. And those are the issues that count and matter to the average American. And, you know, we have to be, as leaders in the conservative and Republican Party, we have to talk about how we can improve the quality of life for working families, the senior citizens, how we can improve the education in schools, and just, let's just keep it real. All this radical left-wing ideology that I don't know who they're playing that to, but I think we're seeing tonight that that's not the majority of Virginians, it's not the majority of Americans.
So how does this, and I know the governor has talked about his all of the above energy policy, and I wanted to ask you this because it is controversial, and it was something that I thought, you know, I'd never hear somebody say as an elected official. He said, I want to make nuclear generation a center square and make Virginia the leader in it. Well, you're the chair of a board of supervisors that happens to have one of Virginia's two nuclear power plants in your county at North Anna. What does the rest of the Commonwealth need to know as somebody who's there with it, sees the economic impact of it, you know, and the benefits of it, both in workforce and in tax generation, and that? What does the rest of the Commonwealth need to think about as somebody who represents a community that has a nuclear generating station in it?
I think they need to be forward-looking. I think they need to grab hold of the moment. And you're right, we have a North Anna nuclear power station in Louisa. But let's think a minute about that technology, which is clean technology, but it requires a 13,000-acre lake, and it requires a large footprint when it was built in the late 1960s and in the early 1970s. But in today's world, with the advances in technology, small modular reactors, or SMRs, require a footprint of a couple hundred acres and can be placed in places that used to have a coal-fired power plant, strip mine from in Southwest Virginia, in Louisa County, in the Ted Tennant District. I think that is a huge opportunity for Virginia, certainly for Louisa County, for counties in the 10th Senate District. And I think we need to look very strongly at that because that's reliable. It's domestically produced, safe energy. And I was very happy to see the governor talk about that, a couple weeks ago. As a matter of fact, made some statements right after that, to don't just look in Southwest Virginia, but look in Central Virginia, because I think that's an opportunity for local governments to attract good paying jobs. It's a couple $1 billion investment versus a $19 to $25 billion investment for something the size of North Anna. But that's a large investment for local government. It provides jobs. It provides hundreds of good paying jobs per facility, and it doesn't take up near the footprint that the traditional nuclear power plant takes up. So I'm very excited about that, and I think the governor's spot on with that.
Hey, Dwayne, how can people find out more about you? We're going to coming up on our news at 12:30, and we'll continue. We'll reach back out. I think we have you slotted for another spot on the expert roundtable here coming up in a little bit later on, as it appears these races are tightening up, and we're not going to stay here, you know, for 4 or 5 days of canvass. But how can people visit your campaign website?
Yeah, Joe, thank you. Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E-4-F-O-R. Virginia spelled out, DwayneForVirginia.com, or find our Facebook page, Dwayne Adams, on our Facebook page. Love to have people, you know, that race starts tomorrow morning. We're through the congressional, especially here in the 5th. We've sent a good man back to Washington and Bob Good to represent us, and that race starts tomorrow.
Thank you, Dwayne. You have a good next half hour, hour, and we'll reach back out to you for your next spot in a little bit.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
It is 22 by 23. The 23 candidates taking an analytical look at what's going on in the midterm races here, and we'll get you an update on the scoreboard. Right now, it is the seventh and the 10th, and still a chance perhaps of the second coming through